Welcome to our Teaching EFL Writing podcast. We're going to talk about how to teach writing, and it's probably one of the most feared areas of EFL teaching for several different reasons. One, it's probably more difficult to teach writing than to teach the other skills of listening, reading, and speaking. Students have a difficult time with writing. It takes a lot more time to really get the skill down, and it takes a lot more patience as a teacher to help students get a handle on it. Once you're good at teaching writing, you'll find teaching writing is actually easier than teaching just about anything else, and you'll wonder why you didn't want to do it before. And you can make exciting progress in your students, and you really will see progress with them if you follow the method and the way that I'm going to describe to you. And if you use the materials we have, you'll really make good progress with people. Writing takes a little bit of thinking. One of the first problems you'll face is that many students really believe they can write well, but they can't. You'll find that what they're writing is sometimes just gibberish, sometimes just long, drawn-out sentences, and they're not really saying anything. It's just not good writing. Nothing that would be acceptable from a native speaker, certainly. Now, they're not native speakers, but our goal is to get them to perhaps approach that level at some point, certainly when they're an advanced student, certainly if they're going to study or go to school in a foreign country, or if they need to communicate regularly in English as part of their employment or future employment. The best idea you can ever have about teaching writing is to go back, begin to teach your students the most basic skills right from the beginning. Sometimes students will object, and they will tell you, "Oh, teacher, we know how to do that." Now, that's okay. Maybe they do. And one of the things you can tell them is, look, I think you have pretty good writing skills, because you don't want to destroy anybody's energy or ideas about their skills. You want to build up your students as much as you can. Self-concept is a big issue for most students in terms of how they deal with language. But what you can tell them is, let's just go back and let's make sure that you have the very best foundation so that what the skills that you do have now can be even better exercised. And usually you can kind of win their acceptance of backing the course up a little bit to get to there. We have in this section of the course, two different ebooks that you can download. And it's really important if you download these, to go ahead and download these ebooks, these manuscripts, and really take a close look at them. Don't just kind of, you know, thumb through it. Well, I guess you can't really thumb through an ebook, but don't just look through it quickly. First, go and look at the contents. And don't just look at the contents in terms of what's there. Look at the contents in terms of, why is this first? Why is this second? Why do we teach this at the very first, and why do we teach that at the very end? And just look at the progressions of skills as you walk through them. Then go ahead and look inside the book and see how each one builds on the next. One of the biggest problems you'll ever have in teaching writing is that most writing textbooks go way too fast for your students. In other words, they'll present a certain skill or a certain topic to students. They'll have them work on it, and then they go on to something else. And then they have them work on that. And then they have them work on something else. And then they present more. Instead of really exercising the students and giving them lots of practice and integrating what we learned this week with what we learned last week and making sure that we've got it, backing up if we need to. I don't know that I've yet worked with a writing book, an EFL writing book, that really ever went at the pace that the students needed. And in fact, that's why a friend of mine and I wrote these two manuscripts, was to help our students learn writing, basic writing, and advanced writing skills, was because everything we found just moved too fast, or dealt with things too much on the surface. So you'll find these two books much more applied much more useful, and that they'll break things down. We've borrowed a lot of ideas. None of the ideas are unique to us. You'll see these ideas of how much of it's done in many different books, but this is maybe one of the few places you'll see everything put together in one place. Also, at the same time, go back and download and read the links for some of the writing material that we have, because they're really excellent. Review the material that we've had, and if you have a question or you don't understand some of it, and as always, if you see a problem or something you don't like, let us know. Bye-bye.